101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Being blown off is going on a date or several or dating someone, and then they suddenly dip out of your life like they never existed in the first place. It's called being blown off.
And Winnie, that's what happened to you with Clark. But let's sort of rewind a little bit and let's figure out how did you two first meet?
I met Clark probably about a year ago at a party with some friends. So we had mutual friends, and it was really bizarre. Like, we just kept running into each other, like, often. Like, every month or so, we would just run into each other at random places. Like, we saw each other at Target. We ran into each other at a liquor store. And we even ran into each other at urgent care.
What?
What?
You're both, like, sick at the same time? That's crazy.
Yeah, we ran into each other at Starbucks a couple weeks ago. And we kind of talked about going on a date, and I had just gotten out of a relationship. He got out of a relationship, and he said, oh, you know, we should get together and celebrate being single. And I was like, that sounds great. So I offered to cook dinner at my place. So he came over for dinner this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought everything was great. Like, he brought wine. We watched a movie. We relaxed. We kind of made out.
Okay, yes. Not mad at it.
Nope.
And I thought, like, of course he's going to call. And he hasn't.
Nothing. After all this buildup, he just leaves you hanging like that. We definitely have to figure this out. Are you ready for us to get Clark on the phone, Winnie?
I want some answers.
Yeah, no question. All right, well, we'll do that for you. Hang tight. We'll do the talking, okay?
All right, thanks.
Ugh.
Hello.
Hi, is this Clark?
Yeah. Is this?
Hey, Clark, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now we have you on the radio. Is it okay if we can chat with you real quick?
Sure. Did I win something?
No, Clark, I'm so sorry. You did not win something, but we do have a couple questions for you, if that's okay. Basically, we wanted to call and see, well, I guess if you're okay, because we have an acquaintance in common who can't really get a hold of you or hasn't heard from you, wants to make sure you're still alive. Her name's Winnie, and we heard that you guys had a pretty good date. But, Clark, she hasn't heard from you. So, just in the spirit of being, like, little matchmakers here, please allow us to dig into your personal life. And was it not that great of a date?
No, it was good. I just, honestly, it got kind of weirder and weirder as the evening went on.
Oh. Well, what was weird? What, the food? What happened?
No, I mean, well, after dinner, you know, she turned on TV and said she'd be right back. And she came back, and she had changed, like, her clothes, her outfit.
Okay.
Okay. And then, like, another 20 minutes of, like, we were watching a movie, she excused herself and came back wearing something completely different. And she said she wasn't very comfortable. And, you know, maybe we started making out a little. And then she broke away and excused herself again and came back wearing something completely different. Again.
Well, what was the outfit this time? Like, underpants? What was she doing?
No, it wasn't, you know, super comfortable or sexy or anything. It was just another pair of shorts and top, and I don't know. I'm baffled at this point. It's just, I don't know, it was weird.
It was a little weird for you.
Too many costume changes.
Okay, well, maybe we can get some clarification here, because, Clark, we actually have Winnie on the phone right now.
Sorry, Clark, to spring that on you, but Winnie, so you pulling a Beyonce here.
I promise I'm not, like, weird. I did have reasons. The first outfit, that was the one that I cooked in, and so I wanted to change because it was just kind of gross from cooking in it.
Okay.
The second outfit, it just wasn't flattering. Like, I put it on and they came out, and then I just, like, felt like, oh, God, this doesn't look very good. Like, it's just not flattering.
Okay.
So then when we started making out, you know, I remembered my ex-boyfriend had given me the shirt I had on, and then that started messing with my head, and so I was just like, I just got to get out of this shirt, and so I changed again.
Okay, Clark, okay, so I've got some reasons here. Is that good enough? No?
I mean, I appreciate you sort of explaining it all. I just, it was kind of a red flag to me that, like, maybe you're, I don't know, high maintenance.
I promise you I'm not high maintenance. I promise I'm not. Like, those really were the reasons, and I think it was just, like a bad first impression with that.
Yeah.
I think,
Winnie, do you know how many times when I cook fried chicken, Seriously, when I'm done cooking fried chicken, I go change because I smell like chicken grease. And I want to smell like chicken grease when I eat.
Save that.
So I understand that. So, okay, how about this? We will send you all on a nice date. No one has to cook.
You know what, Winnie? You get to put some planning into the outfit beforehand.
Exactly. Can we send you all on a second date?
I guess I'll be down. I mean, I hear you, so.
We have a connection today. Yes.
Maybe we also need to put Winnie in an outfit. Maybe we could get somebody on for that.
We'll work on it.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.